This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for November 4th. I'm Paul Plack. The shuttle Discovery is tentatively set to launch at 3:29 p.m. Eastern Time today, but the weather looks iffy. In response to that terrorist bomb threat last week, TSA Administrator John Pistole, who also just happens to be a 26-year FBI guy, paid a visit to Yemen yesterday to meet with government officials there. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano conferred by phone yesterday with leaders from global shipping companies. Tom Buffenbarger of the International Association of Machinists says Tuesday's rout of incumbents and Democrats was brought on by failed promises of more jobs and that the newly elected had better pay heed. In the election brought about by the merger of Delta and Northwest, just over half the eligible flight attendants voted against representation by the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA. Corporate Angel Network says it arranged to carry 317 patients in October. That's the largest number of flights in a single month in its nearly 30-year history. Canada's Buttonville Airport, which occupies about 180 acres near the Markham-Toronto border, will be closed in about 5 years to make room for a real estate development. NATA has released an online de-icing and anti-icing training module this week, designed specifically for general aviation line service specialists. A group of five men is suspected of breaking into a Honduran military base at an international airport in the northern part of the country and stealing an airplane that had been seized in an anti-drug operation. And the U.S. Air Force has closed down its human centrifuge training at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico after serving 32,000 students over 22 years. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, hear the first of two parts of FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt's keynote speech at NBAA last month. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.